Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. It's Monday evening, Eastern Time, 8 p.m. that is, and it is time for the Fenton Perspective with Lorian Fenton.
Welcome, everyone, to the Fenton Perspective here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I'm your host, Lorian Fenton. Really happy to have you here with me tonight. I have a couple of interesting guests this evening for you. As you all know, I venture into the super soldier mind control world on a pretty regular basis. I have quite a few friends in that fray, as they say. And As things develop, I'm starting to see lots of patterns within the mind control community, the super soldier community, the UFO and alien community. Things are kind of like, the mist is clearing for me. And, you know, people really gave me a bad time a few years ago about getting involved with these guys and hanging out with them and talking to them and helping them, putting on a conference for them. I mean, I have been, if you only knew how many nights I've cried over this. It's been a long journey. And I really do want to say I still have a lot of respect for Duncan O'Finion. I can't think of all their names right now. It's escaping me. But for all the guys involved in this that have been involved with it forever, like Gray, there's a guy named Gray Wolf, there's my buddy Max Spears, Michael Prince, I mean, it goes on and on, all of them, John Irwin, I think his name is, there's just so many. Miles has been interviewing a lot of them. You wouldn't want to wish that upon yourself. It's like the worst thing to have happen to you, to be caught into that trap of, in your mind, thinking or knowing or believing that this stuff is going on with you and never being able to prove it to anybody. And that's the hardest part for these guys. And, you know, I'm always been on the fence with this, because I had an instance happen to me, as you all know, where I believe that they used me for something as well. I'm not sure how they did it, if it even really happened, if it's just all my imagination, if it's something they planted in my head that they want me to believe. You know, it could be so many of these things. And that's why I am forever grateful that Axe or Miranda, Duncan O'Finion's girlfriend, the first day, the first minute, the first time I had any inclination that there might be something going on with me and the group. And believe me, folks, you're not brought into it unless there is something going on with it. And that's another thing I've discovered over the years, is that I would not be part of this at all if I wasn't meant to be. And that is that's another profound thing I've come to, is none of us find each other unless we're supposed to. And it's something out there is manipulating all this. I think it's very much like the Matrix. It goes so much deeper than my poor little brain can handle that. I don't know. Maybe someday somebody will walk up to me, you know, and wink at me and say, Lorian, I have the answer and give me the scoop. But I don't know. But there's definitely something going on here, folks. And you can't just chalk it all up to crazy people. That's for darn sure. And like I said, I really believe in these guys. And I got to thank Miranda for that first night in 2011 on September 23rd, when she said to me, she goes, Lorian, maybe you don't want to know. And it gave me permission to not have to get caught up in everything that goes on with the super soldiers and the mind control victims and the targeted individuals and the whole thing, and being into the conspiracy and the JFK assassination and, you know, just everything out there that's going on. And believe me, folks, they're all connected. There's a thread that runs through all of it that connects every one of these instances. It connects the UFOs. It connects the dark projects. It connects time travel. It connects everything. It connects Tesla. I mean, it goes so deep, folks, that, you know, I'm beginning to grasp it all. I just don't know how to put it into focus so that I can understand it. That's the bottom line here. And it is very spiritual, and it's also very real. So, you know, there's what I've come to. That's the conclusion I've come to. And thank God she said that to me, because I never got hung up and wanting to know why, how, what's going on. Because I really don't care. You know, the bottom line is I just don't care. But because, and I shouldn't say, but I should say, because my life and what goes on in my head is mine. And it's more important to me to have control of that than ever letting some kind of energy force or outer force or military or God knows who get in my head and try to control me. There is no way in heck I'm going to allow that to happen. And that, and living each day the way I want to live it is how it's going to be for me. And that's what I try to help the super soldiers, the mind control people, the targeted individuals, the people who have had alien contact, that have PTSD, you know, whatever it is. That's what I tell them, folks. You know, that's it. That's a secret. That's why people come to me, is because they want to hear me say to them, you don't have to let this bother you. You don't have to let this control your life. You don't have to let it be the end all and be all, but you still need to pay attention to it and deal with it in your own way. And do the best you can with it, and help other people with it, and see if there is actually something going on there that we all need to pay attention to, that we need to inform each other about, that we need to be aware of. You know, maybe it is just as simple as the Matrix out there and the Illuminati just running us all and controlling our minds. You know, it could be that simple. But if it's more than that, we got to figure out what it is. We got to bring it out to the public. We got to let people know what's going on. So anyhow, to that end, I have a couple of guys here on the show today. The first one is going to be Nate Gray, and he runs the Super Soldier Forum, and he's a very interesting guy. He's and I think he's been around for quite a while now. I think he knows everybody. He's got quite a few people on the forum with him. And I've known about Nate since, it's been quite a few years now. And he's a very interesting guy. Nate, are you with me? Let's see if he's going to unmute his phone. I think he's looking for the mute button right now. And I'm here. There you are. Hey, it's really wonderful to have you on the show today. I want to thank you for coming on. How are you doing?
Well, my headphones just went unplugged. Now they're back in.
Okay, great.
I'm a bit nervous.
Well, don't be nervous. You know, Nate, I got to tell you something. I really love the Super Soldier Forum. When you told me, we talk frequently in Facebook, right? And you told me a couple years ago you were going to start the forum. And I said, well, I think that's a wonderful idea. And I think I popped over there and I was like one of the first person to look at it. And I hate to say it, I haven't been over there much. I popped in a couple times and read a few posts, but it's got some good information in there. You know, there's John Storm is in there, I believe, and I think you said James Rink is over there. Who else is frequenting the Super Soldier Forum?
There's a reptilian hybrid called Ben Murphy there. There's another reptilian hybrid called Michael Spindler there. There are some researchers.
Now, is Frank Zero over there on the Super Soldier Forum?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, good. Great. He does some interesting comic books around, or as they call them, graphic novels around super soldiers, if I remember correctly. And what I wanted to ask you about the forum is that we have everything going on over there. How many real hardcore researchers do you think are posting on the forum right now?
Well, each researcher has a rank. We have a handful of grandmaster researchers, maybe like four.
Oh, wow.
And I have 69 members now since you just joined.
Yay! So I'm number 69. Oh, that's cool. For us old hippies, that means something, dear. That's funny. So when you get on the forum, do you have to be a super soldier to sign up, or can you just be somebody interested in the topic?
You can be anyone you want. There's several different options to choose from. You could choose researcher or Super Soldier. You can choose the best way to describe yourself when you join.
Great. Wonderful. Now, let me ask you a question, Nate. Do you think you're a super soldier?
My background check that someone was nice enough to do for me says that I'm part of the Mutant X project. I'm not an MK Ultra. I'm a Mutant X.
Okay. Now, I'm totally lost, Nate. What's a Mutant X project?
It's a project of people that have a mutation that's useful.
Oh, wow. You know what? That sounds very intriguing, and I'll tell you why. I was just talking to a scientist the other day, and he kind of hinted to me that they were doing some kind of genetic anomalies research very heavily in the 80s and 90s. What year were you born?
1988.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, I'm not, and like Nate, you know me, you know that I always sit on the fence. I always say, well, it could be true and it could not be. But I'll tell you what, for you to say that right after I talked to somebody just less than 2 weeks ago that is actually a geneticist that was telling me, wow, that he truly believes this because he got involved in some project where they were asked to fill out these forms about would they experiment with DNA to try to create genetic anomalies within the DNA structure. And his first question to everybody out there that was handing him, it was some kind of corporation that was handing this out. You know, it wasn't like it was the hospital or the research groups or whatever. It was some kind of corporation. And he went to his main supervisor at the time and said, who are these people and why do they need to do this? And so he was booted out of the project immediately. So I was like, oh, that's very intriguing. That is super intriguing to have that kind of thing happening. So there's one key. And I always say to people, never let this take hold of you unless you've got three keys to a puzzle, because that's number one key. Now I got to find somebody else that says kind of the same thing along that lines, but, you know, worked on a different state across the country, maybe in another country altogether, and says the same thing. I got to have three people tell me. And you know who I learned that from, Nate? Do you remember Dave Corso, who used to run Wolf Spirit Radio? Yeah, he was a great mentor to me in the super soldier community. One day we were talking and he said, Lorian, you know, it's probably all true, but the only way you're ever really going to know is if three things happen in the same anomaly type of thing. You know, if three people come to you from three different walks of life and say blah, 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 then you know it's probably real. You know, that's the only way you can be sure, because what we're working in here, as you know, Nate, is a very, it's very nefarious. It's very slippery. It's one of those things that you can't get your hand around, let alone your brain. So you can never really prove anything. So it's a tough pill to swallow, as we all know, because you want to believe it. But on one hand, you kind of think you're nuts if you do believe it. So it's a tough thing to live a daily, you know, normal life and having this kind of stuff going on with you. Now, when you found out you were part of this project, what did you do? Did you get upset? Did you call somebody? Have you talked to your parents about it? What kind of things happened to you when you started finding these things out?
Well, it was a long process. The process started in 2011. What happened was I saw these eyes in my room, and then a bone came out of my left palm, and at what I thought was a demon was a physical thing, and I learned later that what I saw was something called a plated reptilian. And after I saw that, I went crazy and I got committed.
Yeah.
And when I was committed, I was in a special part of the hospital that was for secret government people. There were other mutant exes there, and there were Homo sapiens with engineers and that have high clearances. Not everyone else there was a mutant. Some people were just engineers or pilots or NASA personnel.
Okay, let me ask you, Nate.
Been retired.
Yeah, where is this hospital? Don't give me the city. Just give me the state.
It's in Texas.
Texas. Oh, that boy. That, you know, that makes total sense. Now, so you were in a special section of the psychiatric hospital, correct? And so that really blows my mind, and I'll tell you why. I've also heard about this from several other people, and you're not the only one I've talked to in the last few years that was committed over their first kind of awakening around this. You guys are going to love this. The whole audience is going to love this. I'm sitting here one day, the phone rings, and this girl is sobbing on the phone to me, and she says, "Are you Lorian Fenton?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "You've got to help me." I said, "I don't know what to do." I go, "Tell me what's wrong." I mean, that was like the first thing out of my mouth. She says, "They're coming to take me to a psychiatric hospital. I don't want to go, but I'm going to have to go because they're going to take my children away from me if I don't. My husband is insisting upon it." And I said, "Well, first off, go to the hospital, do whatever they tell you to do, and then get yourself out of there. That's number one, right, Nate? You got to go in, you got to play the game to a certain point, and then hopefully you can get out of it at some point." But, and she never did call me back, but we got far enough into the conversation before her mother-in-law pulled up and they were taking her off to a hospital, to find out that she had had these alien contacts in her room, but they were also cutting her, you guys are going to love this, they were cutting her open on these tables, and these military guys were watching them tweak her insides, and then they were putting her back together again and then putting her back in her bed. And I, you know, like, whether she's crazy or not, I don't know, but she remembers holding on to the hand of one of these military guys, and he kept trying to pull it away, and she actually got one of the buttons on his jacket to fall off. So she, or his sleeve or something, to that point where she knew it was real. Up until that point, she thought it was all in her head. She thought she was going crazy, what have you. But she felt the button. She felt the sleeve. She felt the guy's hand. And then she knew for a fact it was real. Now, I don't know if it was real or not, but I'll tell you this, folks, when you get to that point and you're suddenly faced with, oh my God, am I crazy or is this real? And you're actually holding on to something while it's happening, I think that's a good indication that it probably is some kind of real. What they were doing to that poor woman, I don't know. I never heard from her again. It may all have been a hoax. I don't know. But it sounded very similar to a lot of Melinda Leslie and Misha Johnston stories, and even a few other people that I've talked to. So, Nate, have you ever had an experience where these entities that come to you or appear to you, you've been able to touch them?
I remember having a needle stuck through my stomach, and when I woke up, there was a needle mark there.
Wow. Okay. See, you know, Nate, I've always thought this about you, and I know that you were on a couple other radio shows, and, you know, it was kind of hard for you to talk about what was happening to you, and I really appreciate you coming on my show and doing this for my audience, because I think what they need to understand here is that the super soldiers are truly part of an alien program. And don't you believe that, Nate?
Yeah, I think the aliens steal our DNA and experiment on us the same way the government does.
And why do you think that the super soldiers, do you think the super soldiers are removed from the alien contact, or do you think they're just part of it all?
I think the aliens show interest in our DNA the same way the government does.
Okay, but do you think the aliens are the generals of the super soldiers? Is what I'm trying to get at here.
Well, they're different factions. Small grays and large grays are considered benevolent. They have a benevolent faction, and they have a faction that's not.
Oh, okay.
That's what I learned from the Department of Naval Intelligence guy who tried to recruit me when I was about 19.
Tell us more about this. Did he try to recruit you while you were in the hospital, or did he approach you before or after or during or what?
It was before I got committed in 2011. I was playing military simulations on my Xbox, and he was trying to recruit people who played the military games on the Xbox, and his name was Jay Ridge. That was his call sign. Wasn't his legal name.
Okay.
And he got cancer from working at Area 51, so they turned him into a recruiter.
Oh, my God. Nate, I have to say something here for everybody to understand something about Area 51, Papoose Lake, S2, whatever, S4, whatever it's called. One of the things they do out there, and I can, and Stu Webb can verify this for me, folks. It's not like I'm making this up. What do they do out there that's very common is that they use these guys, these military guys, to guard the place, to guard the ships, to guard the, you know, the grounds, to do flight experiments, to do whatever they do, and the scientists as well. And if they, when they let them go, when they let them go to another place, when they release them or whatever they're doing to them, they usually give them cancer. And that's their way of controlling them. If they don't fall for the whole, you know, mind wipe type of thing where they kind of forget what happened to them there, like Bob Lazar said they were trying to do, and I absolutely believe that. If they don't fall for that type of energy probing, they do give them cancer. So, Nate, go on with your story. I just want to corroborate the fact that this guy might have worked at Area 51. Who knows? But if he had cancer and they turned him into a recruit, it makes total sense because they gave him some kind of cancer where they could say to him, if you do our bidding, we'll keep you alive. That's basically what they probably did. So, anyhow, go ahead with your story. So, this guy approaches you and he asks you what?
He was trying to teach me some basics about aliens. At the time, I didn't believe in aliens. So
wow.
I thought he was a crazy guy. I didn't understand that what he was talking about was real.
Oh, now that's interesting. Now, what exactly did he say to you? Did he say, hi, Nate, I'm so-and-so, and I just want to know if you're interested in joining this program, or did he just befriend you and start talking to you about this stuff? How did he approach you?
It was unclear that he worked for the government at first. I just thought he was some guy I was playing a game with.
Oh, I see. So you're playing Xbox and he is too, and you guys are communicating via the game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's intriguing. I haven't heard that before. Okay, so go on. So you guys are like typing to each other, like chatting?
We have headsets. Yeah.
Oh,
and he was
you're talking to each other. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he was teaching me about small grays and large grays, reverse engineering, flying saucers. It all sounded crazy to me. I didn't know I was part of the Mutant X project. I didn't know Department of Naval Intelligence was a real organization. Till about 2011 when the Reptilian attacked me. And I got committed. Jay Ridge's daughter actually visited me. People visited me who knew who I was, but I didn't know who they were. It was weird because they knew who I was, and most of them I'd never seen before.
That's very odd. Now, do you think this guy is for real, or did you ever meet him in person, or... Do you think he just might be?
I met his daughter in person.
Now, how do you? Okay, Nate, I just got to say one thing. How do you know it was his daughter?
That's what she said.
Okay. So she says she's his daughter. How old was she?
Probably a bit older than me. I'm 26.
Okay, so she's probably in her 30s. Yeah, so
I'm not sure. She was fully developed.
Yeah, okay. So she's probably like in her late 20s, early 30s kind of thing. Now, my guess, Nate, just from hearing that, is she was just another person working in that department, and she introduced herself as his daughter just because that's the best way to get to you. Okay, that's just my take on it. I don't know if I'm, you know, this is just what I would think. I think she's another operative, and maybe the only operative. Maybe the other guy was a younger guy too. Did he sound older on the call, or did he sound like a younger man?
He came off as someone who'd been in the business a long time.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you know, it sounds to me like this guy is a typical, you know, operative, probably working for the naval intelligence people, and you were probably assigned to him to get to find out what you knew, basically, is my guess at this point. If you indeed were part of a project, at some point during everybody's tenure being part of a project, people start approaching you to find out how far you are along in it, what you know about it, what's happening to you. They befriend you. They become handlers, quote unquote. All these things happen. And I had a very strange instance happen. I know we're going to hit the break here in a second, Nate, but I had something very strange happen to me when I was about 30. A guy met me in a laundromat. And he said he was married and he had these things going on in his life. But he said, I want to talk to you about UFOs and aliens. And I said, oh, cool. You know, I love that kind of stuff. And I met him for lunch one day. And it was the weirdest experience I'd ever had in my life. He started talking about all this stuff. And I was like, okay, well, that's weird. And halfway through our conversation, my brain just kind of went quiet. And I had, like, I heard a voice in my head telling me what the propulsion system was doing on a UFO. And I stopped our conversation in midstream and I said, hey, I know how the UFOs fly. And he looked at me like he expected me to be doing what I was doing. Not like he was surprised, like he knew it was happening. And I started drawing on a napkin what I thought the propulsion system was doing in that. I handed it to him and he got a really weird look on his face, and then we never talked about that again, and then I never saw the guy after that lunch. It was pretty clear to me that, oh, there we are, that's the break, but it was clear to me that he was there for a purpose. So we'll be right back with my friend Nate Gray. He has some more interesting stuff to tell you guys. We'll be right back. Hang in there.
Being foreclosed, people working 2-3 jobs just to put food on the table and still drowning in debt. Don't get me wrong. This country was founded on great ideals and principles. They've all been ruined by the banks. Open your eyes to banks that are robbing you. You know who my favorite president was? Pope. Thomas Jefferson. Because he saw all of this coming and tried to stop it. He fought the banks. JFK too, and they killed him for it. The banking institution is more dangerous than an army, he said. He also said that every generation needs a revolution, Jimmy. The American dream is just that. Just a dream. War is a continuation of politics, only by other means. Politics is a continuation of economics by other means. This is our bank. This is our war. And this is our plan of attack.
banks have become an essential threat to our democracy. So consider this justice.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Imagine, just imagine.
Imagine a world
where every child and adult will have the opportunity to achieve their dreams.
I believe my inspiration is the answer.
My inspiration is the greatest light,
the greatest energy.
It was born when the universe was sparked into life.
It's within everything.
My inspiration transforms pain into happiness
and failure into success.
My inspiration inspires lives.
It inspires lives.
It inspires human lives.
My inspiration is always shining like the sun.
But it doesn't mean that it's alive.
For centuries, my inspiration was in prison.
In prison.
In prison.
It doesn't belong there.
Its home is to be known to all people.
My inspiration is in trouble.
We are fighting for its life right now.
Right this moment.
This moment.
Millions all over the world want to go beyond their limitations.
Liberate their dreams and reach success.
The failure of us all to be someone
is the biggest disease
of all time.
Each day our brothers and sisters die.
Please help us to birth this inspiration to life.
And that will stop this disease.
Help us get the word out of our inspiration.
Help us.
Help us.
It's our shared belief for a better future beyond the horizon.
Let's write the future.
Heroism is here.
Stand up and grasp it.
Stand up.
Stand up and grasp it.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up. For the dreams of all people.
This is Nighthawk from Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. And now is your time to stand up and make a difference or fade away.
Who are you?
I am the architect. I created the Matrix. I've been waiting for you.
Why am I here?
You are the eventuality of an anomaly which, despite my sincerest efforts, I have been unable to eliminate from what is otherwise a harmony of mathematical precision, which has led you inexorably here.
You haven't answered my question.
The Matrix is older than you know. As you are undoubtedly gathering, the anomaly is systemic, creating fluctuations in even the most simplistic equation.
Choice. The problem is choice.
Right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be here Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Private Eye Matrix Revealed with Monique Lassonde.
Every Tuesday evening on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, we present our goddess spiritual warrior, Kathy Bilski.
I command. I call to the architect of the universe's divine creators and ask for permission to quantum leave the world in all life forms on all planes and dimensions, seen and unseen, connected with planet Earth, to let us go beyond our known potential into the greatest unknown golden age the universes and worlds and all planets have ever experienced.
Kathy teaches the spiritual truth so that you may create a better life and be able to make positive changes for yourself and for the planet. She helps us remember that we are not powerless, but very creative spiritual beings having an Earth experience. Time to quantum leap into the age of divine enlightenment and let Kathy provide you with the tools of knowledge you need to awaken spiritually. That's the Quantum Leap Show. Let Light Unite every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio Studio B.
Hi,
Hi, this is Bo.
And this is Rocco.
And the Bo and Rocco Show is here to offer insight into legal and lawful remedies. Our goal is to remain free and help others remain free in an ever-increasing police-like state. With the help of our guests, we try to answer questions such as what went wrong and what can we do about it.
So tune in to Revolution Radio at www.freedomslips.com Wednesday nights, 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to listen to the Bo and Rocco Show.
You don't need to expect us.
We're already here.
Revolution Radio. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Fenton Perspective here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I'm your host, Lorian Fenton. Glad to have you here with us today. And you guys know it's that time of the show. It's where I ask you, please, please, please donate to the network, because it's really important that all of us here, Stu, Mike, Solaris, Monique, Douglas, everybody here, John Elias, all my buddies here at Revolution Radio, that we all stay on the air and that we're all able to give you the information that we have. Whether, you know, you guys believe it or not, it's entertaining, right? As a good friend of mine says, Lorian, at least you're entertaining. You know, I don't necessarily have to believe you, but at least you're entertaining. So there you are. And, you know, it's a very interesting thing to be caught up in all of this stuff. And like I said earlier in the show, I try to keep a really grounded foot on the earth, and I keep my head a little bit below the clouds so I don't get caught up in it all. So I can come to you guys and tell you this stuff and give you something to expand your mind, your thoughts, and who you are around it. So that's what I try to do here on the show. I can't claim to do anything else, but I can do this. I can ask you guys to support us here at Revolution Radio. And, you know, my favorite way to support the network is to purchase the archives. If everybody listening to my voice right now went in there and purchased that $6.95 a month archive, we would be fine here at the network. And that's what I really want you all to do. I don't want you to feel guilty about not being able to donate 20 or 50 or 15 or 10 or 5 or whatever. Just become a member of the archives. It is super simple. Just don't have a Starbucks. Don't eat a hamburger at McDonald's. Don't do one thing a month so that you can expand your brain. You can use your mind. You can be listening to a gazillion people here in the archives. When you sit down and you think, oh, I'll turn on the TV, hey, sit in front of your computer or get your earphones on your cell phone. Do whatever it takes, but start listening to other hosts here at the network. It'll blow your mind. There's some really amazing people at this network. And I think you guys, for $6.95 a month, my God, it's a no-brainer. Seriously, a total no-brainer to be able to listen to all this stuff. So for $6.95 a month, you can support the network. And if you all did it, it would be over in a day. We would never have to ask you guys again. We just have to keep reminding you to, you know, by email, to keep your membership up. That's it. That's all we'd have to do. And I could be doing more talking to my guests that way. So there we are. Okay. So please, please, please support the station. Become a member of the archives. If you can't do that and you only have like $20 that's got to last you forever, and that's what you want to give the station for the year, then do that too. That's fine. We'll take whatever you got, but I really would encourage you all just really seriously thinking about becoming a member of the archives. It does help the station out. You pay it monthly. It comes out of your, you know, little checking account. You don't even know it's happening. You don't care. But you get 24/7 all these shows here at Revolution Radio. So please do that if you can. I'd really appreciate it. And thank you all. And let's see what we got here. We have 6 days left, and we need about $303 to get there. Okay, we can do it, you guys. If 30 people right now, or not 30, it'd just be 10 people or so went in there, I think we could do it. But if I could just get 300 people to join the archives today, we'd have more than enough. We might even cover next month. So there we go. Who knows? It's a crazy world out there. Okay. And also Hawk is asking me to do the entire year of your favorite shows on DVD format, delivered straight to your door, your favorite show, entire year's broadcast, every guest, every caller, as close as your DVD player. Simply select your favorite show from the 2014 broadcast year from the drop down list. Then click the buy now button to check out with PayPal. Your favorite show on DVD will be on its way. Buy five or more 2014 DVDs and you get a free one-year pass to the Freedom Slips Archives. Only $30. Oh, you guys. Okay. There we go. That's the answer to everything right there. You could get your DVDs, your favorite shows from last year, and you spend $30 and then you get to become a member of the archives for a whole year. So boy, let me tell you, that's a deal. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do that. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for donating to the network. And we're going to move on now. And thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping me on the air. I really appreciate it. I know all the other hosts here do as well. So thank you. Okay, Nate, are you still with me? I know he's reaching for the mute button. There you are, sweetie. Okay. So now we left the story where is that you're approached by somebody. And I was explaining to the audience that this is a very common practice for people that have been, I call them tagged like cows. You know, we all get our little chip and we're all monitored and we're all, you know, at some point they get into your life and they try to see where you're at emotionally, mentally, you know, your thought processes, how you think, what you do, and they start monitoring you very closely. So is this what happened with this guy that came into your life?
Yeah, I was found to be compromised because I threatened to become a whistleblower.
Oh.
It was a shock to learn about the aliens.
Now, Nate, you know, you talk about aliens quite a bit. Do you think possibly that maybe you're more of an abductee than an actual super soldier? What do you think?
My background check that someone gave me said that I have a clone that's identical to me that still has his mutant abilities.
Oh, now that's interesting too. And then let me tell you why. Because, folks, I didn't believe this for a long time either. I really thought this whole clone thing was just like ridiculous. But something's happened in my life in the last few months where I have been given some information and some pictures of people that I know that are actually, they say they're super soldiers. I'm not saying they are or they aren't. I'm just saying that I've been given pictures from a person that will go nameless at this point in time until I can actually get more research into them, of pictures of people in the super soldier community that aren't them, that look like they could be their twin, their absolute twins. And I wouldn't have believed this person that came to me recently about this, Nate, except for the fact that I have another friend named Todd Michael who just came out at the last Super Soldier Summit and said that his clone was actually working at a facility in the service, just like he was in Europe at the same time he was. And people used to stop him on the street thinking he was the other guy. So he knew he was part of the projects too at that point, because there was another guy running around that looked absolutely to the T like his absolute twin. And he had been told he was part of some project as well. And there was something going on. Now, I would have just taken that at face value, like, okay, I'll throw that into my archive of my brain and let it go, because I was really, you know, I didn't want to believe it. But then I ran across somebody who looks identical to one of my other super soldier people, and he is unaware of the super soldier, and they were pretty sure he's a clone of this person. And it's getting wilder and wilder. I mean, people are starting to pop up and say, look at this guy. Doesn't it look identical to so-and-so? And they're all in the service. They're all in the military. All these guys that they're showing me these pictures of are working in the military. So that's scaring me. Because I think, Nate, there's a whole army of you guys out there that they built out of cloning you and some kind of genetic project. And I think it happened in the 80s. I think it was the mid-80s that this all started happening. And there's all these like 20-some-year-old clones running around. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with the Marvel comics, but there's a character named Cable who's a super soldier. And supposedly, he's related to me. He has a metal arm because he got a virus that ate away about half of his body.
Okay, now let me ask you something. Why would you think that a comic book character, you mean he's based on you? The character itself. Yeah.
The characters are based off of people. They're not historical documents.
Oh, now that's interesting. And but you know, a comic book is a comic book. They're pretty much like all made up in somebody's head, right? I mean,
The Marvel comics are based off of real people. It started out as a propaganda effort against the Nazis. They still make lots of anti-Nazi propaganda, even though the Nazis are basically gone. It started with an underwater being called Namor, the Submariner. The government used him like a Navy SEAL or a frogman against the Nazi U-boats. And they started making comics about him.
Do you think he was like an alien that was here that we were working with?
That they based this character? He was like a mermaid.
Okay, now that's very interesting because you know the whole Alex, Alex Collin. What am I thinking of? Give me a minute. Aaron McCullen. He's got the whole story about his lungs, right? And the cross between his genetics with the dolphin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you think that that's real with Aaron McCullen? Do you think that's a
definitely
possibility?
People that can breathe underwater are real. I'm not the only person that knows about them. Other people I've talked to have seen them.
And where have they seen them? In these underground bases or out in the water? I mean, what are they doing with? How are they seeing these things? These people.
I talked to a super soldier who said that his altar killed a mermaid. And that they use them to plant land water mines. And I've met one. I had never seen her transform, but it was my understanding she could turn into a mermaid.
Okay, now that's intriguing to me. And I'm not saying, you know, part of my brain goes, oh, really? And the other part of me is like super intrigued because it's a very interesting thing to be able to breathe underwater. I'm not necessarily sure that they've been able to get to the point where people can actually breathe underwater, but maybe they have some kind of mechanism where they can hold their breath for just extraordinary lengths of time. What do you think about that?
Well, I think babies before they're born breathe water, something like that.
Yeah, you know, they're not really breathing. They're in it. Yeah, but there, you know, there may be a way that they can actually build some kind of filtration system genetically through our DNA in the lungs to be able to filter the air out of the process of the water going into the lungs. Because, you know, Nate, our lungs can't take water. It actually burns and they're not lined for water. They're lined for air. So they don't do water well. But I'm not saying that they couldn't get to a point where they could come up with some kind of organic lining for our lungs that is able to filter out the air out of it and actually get it into the bloodstream. There has to be some.
Namor's race is born underwater and it drinks, it breathes water.
I'm sorry,
James
who does
Castle
that?
Told me he ran into an underwater race. I'm not sure I believe anything he says, but he's a big name that's told me that he ran into an underwater race.
You know, James has some interesting stories, like I said, and, you know, you, just by saying you don't know if you believe him, I think that you're on the right track, but it doesn't mean it isn't real. And, you know, that's what I tell everybody all the time, and I'm really glad to hear you say that, Nate, because it shows me that you're actually not falling for everything everybody says to you hook, line, and sinker, that you're actually using your own judgment around that, and that's good. So I'm very happy to hear that. But I think that Michael Prince may have run across some of these characters, and he's not the, you know, it's Michael, it's Aaron McCullen, it's, you know, you go on and on. They aren't the only ones. The Heather material talks about it. There's too much information out there saying that, hey, they may have come up with this and it may be real. And this woman that you met that you believe is a mermaid type of hybrid, how old is she?
My age.
Okay. So she's
she
young
knew who I was. She knew what my house looked like. I'd never seen her before, but she knew who I was.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you remember her from your past at all as a child? Do you think she might have been a neighbor? How do you know this girl?
I ran into her in 2011. I think they wanted to hook me up with her, but she didn't like me.
Oh, women, we're so finicky, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that they wanted to hook you up with her, because this leads us down another whole path, Nate. It leads me down the whole thing of them putting people together in the projects. And folks, you know, I would never have believed what Nate just said out of his mouth until I met Haley and Michael Prince, until I met Joanne Richards and Mark Richards. I have met so many people that have been put together for many reasons, and I truly believe they're put together. I don't think there's any happenstance about how these people meet and become couples. And I still wonder about our good friend Tyler, about his girlfriend. And I'm just trying to figure out if their relationship was created or if it's something that that they wanted. You know, I don't know if it's created or if they just fell in love or what was happening. I'm still trying to figure that one out. What do you think about Tyler and his girlfriend, Nate? Do you think
Tyler
that they
Clark?
Were put together?
Are you talking
yeah,
about
Tyler Clark?
Tyler Clark?
Mm-hmm.
See, my understanding of him is he's obsessed with finding military bases on Google Maps, and he is a sniper. I don't know anything else about him.
Oh, okay. So you've never met his girlfriend either. So that's okay. I just wondered if you knew them, because they're wonderful people. I think they're great. I think Tyler is on to something, don't you? What do you think about that, looking for the bases?
He was friends with me. He said his alter unfriended me. I haven't sent him a request back.
Hey, Nate, how many alters do you think you have?
I don't know.
Do you think you have any?
Yeah, they're scared of my alter. It broke out of handcuffs.
Wow.
So they usually don't cuff me because they're scared the handcuffs will trigger my alter.
That's very interesting. Now, are you living at home, or are you with friends? Are you in a house? Where are you at now?
I'm in a townhouse with a
roommate. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. And I'm just really curious, what is your day like when you get up? Do you just head straight to the Super Soldier Forum and start moderating? Do you go to work? What are you up to these days?
Well, I'm getting a job as a game designer. I want to design a game that promotes fighting the New World Order, I think.
Oh, wonderful. That would be great. I would love to buy that game. You keep me posted on that, and I'll get it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll tell the audience about it, too. Maybe we can get some sales going for it. So it's like an Xbox game to fight the New World Order?
I'm going to be starting at the beginning with some really basic games.
Oh, okay.
Sophisticated as an Xbox game. Maybe
okay.
Like a phone game or something like that.
Wonderful. So are you a programmer? Are you a computer programmer?
I'm going to be starting March 1st.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. I'm really glad to hear that about it, about your life, you know, changing in this manner. Are you excited about having a real job and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I went through hell with the security business. A lot of corrupt people. A lot of me being followed around. There used to be a guy dressed as a painter that would follow me around and put hidden cameras in my office and stuff, but he's gone away.
Wow, interesting. Well, you know, the show, we're going to run up against the top of the hour here any second now, Nate, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be, was it?
Yeah, come back if you want me to.
I'd love to have you back. We'll do another hour with you sometime in the near future. And I want to hear how the job's going and if anybody's following you around, you know, if any weird stuff is going on, if any more aliens have come to you. We'll definitely keep you on, on my watch list for you to make sure you're okay. All right.
All right.
Okay, it sounds good. Okay, folks, well, I know the music's going to start any second now. And Nate, is there any, tell the people about your websites and your forums there on Facebook and stuff like that.
I have where they three can find episodes it. Of YPX News on YouTube. I have my own YouTube show. I did one on John Storm, another on Michael Spindler, and I did one on different reptilian races. And it's called Nate YPX News on YouTube.
Great. Okay, we'll post that up for you, Nate, and we'll start getting you some followers. SupersoldierForum.com, folks. See you. Okay, we'll be back with Rocco right after this break.
Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart. You can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Ray, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
On the go,
Still want to listen? Don't have one of those fancy phones with too many buttons? Don't know what an app is? Or you don't even care? Well, we got you here at Revolution Radio. Now you can dial in 24-7 to listen to our shows. We have a number for Studio A and Studio B, and best of all, it's free. Don't forget, your carrier charges for your cell phone provider may apply, though, so check with your cell provider to make sure. So ready? Here you go. Get a pen. Here's the number. Studio A is 712-432-6958, and Studio B is 716-748-0112. Thank you very much for listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station in the world.
This is Steve Travesty from Project Red Beam. You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. And now we get back to your hosts, Lori and Fenton, with The Fenton Perspective.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Fenton Perspective here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I'm your host, Lorian Fenton. We had an amazing guy on the last hour. I know that a lot of people think that I'm kind of out of my mind having these kind of super soldiers on that think that they're super soldiers. And, you know, you guys, I got to say, every time I've spoken with Nate on Facebook and over the last few years, he's always seemed to me like he's a good guy and he's got a lot of information to say. He's a shy person, and it was a tough thing for him to be on the show today, and he did a really good job for being who he is and the wonderful kid that I really think he is, coming out and saying about all these things that have happened to him. You know, if he was in the alien, the UFO PTSD experiencers community, he would just be taken for face value for what he's saying. But because he's mixing the alien agenda with the super soldier stuff, people have a tendency to think that he might be nuts, you know? I mean, and it's very hard on these guys to come out and talk about it, especially live on radio. So I got to give him tons of kudos. I hope I treated him with kid gloves. I'm tried, and I think he's doing a good job, and I love the Super Soldier Forum. I hope you guys go there, visit, become part of it. You'd be surprised at the amazing things that happen on that forum. A lot of cool information, a lot of fantastical information, but it's an interesting place to be if you're interested in the whole genre of mind control, super soldiers, targeted individuals, the Illuminati, New World Order. It's an interesting place to be, I gotta say. Okay, and that supersoldierforum.com, and my friend that we just spoke to in the last hour was Nate Gray.